As Talk of the Town continues, I am Mike Walsh. We're joined with New York Mills Mayor Rob Machel. Rob, did I get the name right?
You got it right.
Perfect. I nailed it.
Yes.
I got to say, before I called your office, I probably had three or four different pronunciations of the name that is spelled, by the way, M-A-C-I-O-L. Just to give you a visual, if you're looking at that name, you don't necessarily see Machel.
Right. In most cases, if someone doesn't know me, when they do call out my name, sometimes I don't even recognize it. They say it so incorrectly at times.
So you say that actually is a Polish name?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
And in Poland, it's pronounced Macho.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, that seed having been planted in my head, it's...
You'll remember that forever now.
I got to remember Macho. Well, first of all, welcome to the show, and thank you for coming in and joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Set this up by giving just a brief history of you. You are... started out with as a police officer, are still a police officer.
Yes, every day.
Every day. And also, in your spare time, which I'm sure you have so much of, you're the mayor of New York Mills.
Yes.
And how long have you been the mayor for?
I am currently halfway through my third four-year term. So I've been the mayor for just a little over 10 years.
Okay. So you were very young when you were elected the first time
around. I was elected
around.
At the age of 30.
Okay.
And currently serving in the second half of my third four-year term.
And so you've taken on this many terms. You must enjoy that.
I do. We started with an initiative 10 years ago of revitalizing our community and making a bunch of changes, both in our infrastructure, equipment upgrades, issues with our employees that need to be improved. And, that was our platform. Mm-hmm. In our first election, we did very well. We won with some very strong numbers. My second term, I was unopposed. And, continuing on with my same platform, obviously, the community embraced our ideas and what we wanted to do and our progress towards those goals. Like with any community, our goals, we set them high, and mm-hmm. we certainly have yet to reach them, but we've come so far. In my third four-year term, I did have an opponent, and we were very successful in that race also. So it's a good feeling when you get the support of your community. And, it's a community that's near and dear to my heart. I've been there since day one. I was educated there, K through 12, and my parents still reside there, and my wife and I are raising our family there.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about your run for Oneida County Sheriff.
Yes.
You'll be running on the Democratic ticket. And you do have a primary opponent, by the way.
Yes.
Who we will try to talk to at some point. And you're kind of unique in this race, Rob. And I just got to thinking about this. Right now, you're the only one that is currently a police officer.
That
now,
is correct.
Your primary opponent is a corrections officer.
Yes.
There's certainly two different mm-hmm. positions there.
Yep.
So, you're out on the streets. You kind of see what's going on.
Yep.
And while being sheriff of Oneida County, really, you're not a beat cop anymore.
No, you're
it's
not.
It's more administrative in nature. But you've got a good feel for what's going on out there. That kind of gives you a leg up, so to speak.
I would think so. Again, the police officer component is very important in the race for sheriff.
Sure.
And like you said, I am on the streets each and every day. Unfortunately, we've dealt with some very tragic events locally over the past few years. And, in most cases, I was there assisting or on those calls with those people. So, yeah, I do have a grasp, on those. But the sheriff's office is a much broader perspective of the law enforcement field. With the sheriff's office, there's three divisions. Mm-hmm. There's the largest one is the correctional division, then the road patrol that most people are familiar with, and then the civil division. Civil division, they serve subpoenas, they transport prisoners. You see them on TV from time to time in the courts. They work with the correctional people doing the different transports. Serve summonses, they service the court. So, there are many divisions within the sheriff's office. But, I think I am unique in that I do have the police experience. As the mayor, I do have the administrative experience. For the past 10 years, we've worked with budgets, overseen people, the employees, dealing with the public, one-to-one. In addition to that, I'm also a 23-year member of the New York Mills Fire Department. I'm currently serving as the vice president of the fire department, so there's more administrative experience there. Previously, I did a term on the New York Mills Board of Education, the school board. So again, knowing the importance of our children, they're our future, the importance of education, Previously in my police career, I worked for 6 years as a DARE officer in the Whitesboro School District, our third largest district in the entire county. So what I'm getting at is I think all these things I've done in my career gives me a 360-degree take on a perspective on what it takes to be the sheriff. I can bring all those things to the table, and I am certainly uniquely qualified. And I don't think any of the other opponents can match that, you know. Formerly, I'm a former president of the police department's PBA, the union. So I've negotiated police contracts on the employee side. And as the mayor, I've negotiated contracts with our public works and police department. So I've seen both sides of the union negotiations and the pays and the needs of the employees, having to balance that with what our taxpayers can afford to pay. So, I mean, all that put together, I think I am the one who's mostly qualified to be our next sheriff.
When you look at the Oneida County Sheriff's Department now and how it operates, is there anything glaring that you look at and say, you know, this is a big part of what I want to change when I get into office? Absolutely. Talk a little bit about that. What do you think needs to change?
First off, the sheriff's office has a massive budget. Mm-hmm. It's it's not the largest, but one of the largest in the county's budget. You know, you're talking, $35+ million budget, more than 300 employees. Looking at things, one of the first things I want to do is conduct a team-based audit, not only auditing all the numbers, but bring the decision makers currently in the sheriff's office, all of us, to the table and look at things, because we know we can make cuts. We know there is a huge amount of waste when we're talking about overtime. In law enforcement, overtime is very unpredictable. I realize that. I live that every day. But I think it's all about accountability. When overtime has to be done, we've got to make sure it's necessary, you know. And I think there could be some changes there to drastically cut the overtime, specifically, with the correctional facility. We look at the issue of take-home cars. I mean, with the economy that we're, the state of the economy right now, I mean, we need to show the people that we are doing everything we can to save their tax dollars. And you look at, the issue with take-home cars. Way too many employees of the sheriff's office are taking company cars home with them. And I realize 100% that there are those that need them 24 hours a day at certain times because they're on call for things. But we could certainly make a lot of changes there to lessen the impact. You know, and then you see other things in the media. You know, you see a member of the sheriff's office who's currently being looked at because they're taking online college courses while they're working during the day, okay, earning their degrees, falling behind in their work, and then they have to stay over to make up for the work that they fell behind. And that's why it all goes back to accountability, being held accountable for things that you do. We all have a job to do, and we want to make sure that we are monitoring the taxpayers' dollars as much as we can while at the same time doing the work that's required of us.
Silly question. If you do become the next sheriff of Oneida County, obviously, you'll no longer be mayor of New York Mills.
That's correct. I'll have to step down from that down as a police officer.
How does that transition take place? Because you would not take office on the day that you leave office.
Right. My term as mayor goes into April 1st. That's when the year's cycle. We're on a totally different scale in the village. But basically, if I were to win in November, you take office January 1, I would have to resign from my mayorship, on the 31st of December. I would stay there certainly until the very end, as long as I could. Mm-hmm. But we do have a very solid village board who works well together. There is a deputy mayor who, if the board allowed, could sit in until they figure out who's going to be appointed mayor, or if they let it go to the following March and let the people decide who their next mayor would be. So they do have some options, but that would all occur, once I vacate.
Okay, we get just a little bit off point here, and we were talking before we actually came on the air that being the mayor of a smaller town is much different than being the mayor of New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, where they have just layers and layers and layers of people that duties are delegated to, and there's a certain protocol. When you're mayor of New York Mills, you might get the phone call at 11, 12 at night.
We've got them. Lots of those. We've gotten, we've had people knock on our door late at night. And that's part of the job. When you become the leader of a small community, you're there for the people. And, when they have a problem, they need to reach out to someone. And they need someone to be there for them. And I'm very proud to say that for the past you know, 10 years, I've always been there for them the best that I can. Obviously, I can't solve every problem. To give you an example, it was around 10 o'clock last night. A village resident who I've known my whole life is experiencing some phone problems. And as several people are currently, there was some damage to a line in a neighboring community, and a lot of people have been without phone service. But, you know, 10 o'clock at night, they were so desperate that they contacted my house looking for me to reach out to see if we could, you know, expedite Verizon's work on the line. So as soon as I leave here, when I get to my office, we're going to make some calls and see if we can get some answers for those people. But I think that's what it's all about. You know, I mean, I've been there my whole life. My parents still live there. My wife and I are raising our three kids there. That community is very special. It's like most communities. You know, we're very proud to be part of it. And I'd like to be able to take all the things that I've learned from being a public servant for the past 20, 21 years and expand that to the sheriff's office.
Well, you seem uniquely qualified in every department, very mm-hmm. well-rounded.
Thank you.
You have a primary coming September 14th.
September 14th, yes.
And, if you make it past the primary, can we talk to you again?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'd love to come back.
Thank you very much. Well, listen, I give everybody this opportunity before they leave that cell phones are the greatest and worst invention in the world.
I remember to shut mine off when I came in.
Okay. Well, you know what? You're one step ahead of me then.
Yep.
Your chance to hit one out of the park, Rob. Just step up to the microphone and say, hi, my name is... And by the way, before we do that, I'm sorry, I did not introduce your son.
Yes.
Young Rob.
That's correct.
Is here. Rob, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, not a problem. Anytime. So, step right up to the microphone, Rob Sr., and say, my name is Rob Machel, and here's why you should vote for me first in the primary and then for Oneida County Sheriff. Give me your best spiel.
Okay. My name is Rob Machel, and I am running for Oneida County Sheriff. It is my goal to, when elected as your next sheriff, to bring a new generation of law enforcement to Oneida County. With my 360 degrees of various types of experience in administration, law enforcement, and communications with the people and relationships we've built with various leaders over the past 20 years, I believe that I am the most qualified, and certainly I pledge that I will be the most energetic, visible, and proactive sheriff that our county has ever seen.
Rob Machel, you did very well, and we wish you the best of luck in the upcoming
me.
Primary.
Thank
Absolutely. 12 minutes before 9 now, it is 12 minutes before 10.